You're listening to the Youth Creek Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network.
You saw a dinosaur?
And now for the podcast.
We don't really believe it. It's like a miracle.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Reacts. I'm your host, Kel Smith. And tonight we are going to be looking at an early review of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So for the premise of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, we follow our two favorite characters from Jurassic World, Claire and Owen Grady, as they are being approached by the Lockwood Estate to ultimately go back to the Isla Nublar to pick up a variety of species of dinosaurs to save, since the island itself is about to explode at like an extinction level Michael Bay-esque explosion, you know, that may or may not be impossible after a sudden reactivation. Anyway, so that is essentially the plot of the movie, is that you're going back to the island to rescue the dinosaurs, and then something happens, and then in the second half of the movie, something happens to where they get the dinosaurs off the island, put them back on the mainland, and it becomes, in that moment, a very interesting movie, because essentially, J.A. Boyana, the director of such films as The Orphanage, The Impossible, and A Monster Calls, really brings his directing chops to this movie, and he really does become the saving grace of this franchise, or particularly this movie, because of his shot composition, his shot choices, and how he shoots certain sequences in this movie. It's an incredible, you know, his style really does, you know, save the picture, and what he chooses is his vision, which is ultimately, and I think this is probably the only way, maybe sort of, to, you know, to view the film in any good light, is that you kind of have to look at the movie as the dinosaurs are more the protagonists. They're more the smart characters. I mean, Blue, the Velociraptor from the first movie, has more of an arc in this movie than really any of the other characters. And I think that's how Boyana approaches it, is that these dinosaurs, they are really the characters we're meant to care for the most. I mean, yes, we care about Claire and Owen, or we're supposed to in this movie, but the thing about them is they're still as one-dimensional as they were in the first movie. And they're still written that way because the original writers from the first movie are still writing this movie. So with that, you know, there's just not much that you can do. And even the newer characters are still a type rather than a character. And that becomes very problematic when you're trying to you know, trying to get, you know, have empathy for any of the human characters, because you want to root for them, you want them to survive these perilous, you know, situations they get themselves in. However, it always just, you know, comes off as these characters are really too dumb they're too dumb for their own good, and to a certain extent, they just do things that would just, you know, take audiences out of the movie. And I think that's the issue of Jurassic World, or really of this franchise, is there's no human characters really that are interesting or worth rooting for. I mean, really, I think because to me, I still find, I still find the only character worth rooting for is Blue in this movie, because she has an arc. She has, you know, a purpose. She has, you know, she has her own journey that she goes through that's followed up, you know, from the first movie. That now sort of, you know, as you watch the end of the movie, could lead to something more interesting in the third film. So with regards to this movie, I think it is a dumb movie, and it is, you know, stupidly written, because so many of the things that the characters, you know, are conflicted over or have dilemma over are things that kind of have weightless stakes. And without giving it away, I think you'll see what I mean when you watch the movie. But with that said, I still had fun with the movie. I still think J.A. Boyana made essentially a Roger Corman 80s Stuart Gordon, maybe I'm giving it too much credit, but sort of a Joe Dante dumb movie. If Joe Dante's movies were like lacking humanity, like I feel like that's what this movie is going for. And particularly in the second half, it's a lot of fun. It becomes a lot of fun to see the schlockiness and just, you know, and just to see how bad like these, or how dumb these characters get. So I think to a certain extent, like after the first 30 minutes and then when they finally do get off the island, like, yes, you know, if you've seen the second trailer, they do get off the island. When that happens, when they get off the island, it becomes a much better movie because it just dives headfirst into its schlocky material. So with that, I think Jurassic World is a dumbly written movie. But I think, you know, for the purposes of this review, and we'll get into the spoiler part of it more, next week when we have our discussion on it. But honestly, I think the movie is impeccably well schlock, from basically beginning to end. And so if you kind of like that schlock kind of vibe, like if you have always wanted to see a big budget movie of what Red Letter Media would see on Best of the Worst, that's total. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is that movie. So I'm gonna give it like a mild pass because of its schlockiness, but I would say going in, you know, it is a dumbly written movie that probably would have normally cost like 20 or maybe even less to make, 20, you know, dollars to make, but somehow it got like a big studio $150 million budget. So with that, I'm going to give Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, shockingly, a mild pass if you love schlocky films. So that is it for the early review of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. For more updates on the show, please check the Youth Critic Twitter account at The Youth Critic. You can also follow me at Movie Kale, and you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHC Network. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you soon for more on Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom and more movies and more movie reviews. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back with you soon.
Blue, come with me. You know you can't stay here.
Jurassic World. The island.
You're all right.
Easy, girl.
All of that is in the past.
Am I dead?
Not yet, kid.
I want to show you the future.
What is that thing?
They made it.
Blue!
us out of here.
Yeah.